在飞机目标 Grand Rapids.
Kilo, Great Lima Alpha, X-ray, stay right one.
Good morning, Dean. NHWRO. Take it, you're headed home.
That is correct. I'm done with the shift. I get a day off and I go back Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, I do remember that feeling. Get off on a trip and a long run, and at one point I think I did have a 8-day stretch. I was good back then. Pretty sure the county's on 12-hour shifts now. I'm not sure, though. But, congratulations. Get some time off.
Yeah, I don't know what your power settings are. I did get a complete copy on you, but there was a little bit of loss in there. I'm not entirely sure why. I've come to realize that on Wally's repeater, right there at work, there's just a weird coverage issue. I can up in Richmond, I can hit it all day with an HT, but right there in that parking lot, I have an issue. As soon as I get out of that parking lot, I'm golden again.
Yeah, that's interesting on that. And to medium power, let me know how this is coming across.
That one came across pretty good. Did you change your power mid-transmission?
Negative. Been on medium all the time.
Copy that. Yeah, that one was good. Might have just been a fluke. So I'm currently at 25 in Gratiot. I've almost made it back. I did get those couple of photos, so when I get up, I will make a post. From what I understand, everything went good on that detail, so I'm really glad to hear that.
Aha. I had my scan on. I was scanning between Statewide 1 and Wally's, so maybe that had something to do. But, it's good. Unfortunately, there weren't as many pictures as I thought. For whatever reason, they didn't get them. But that's, you got what you got. And then you saw my post in Discord. No need to bring your photography equipment for a couple of photos. We've already resorted to just using cell phone photos as long as they look reasonably good. And we'll be good with that for Thursday. But glad you can make it Thursday. I hope you still can.
Yeah, as of right now, it is still on the open of the schedule. Being night shift, I won't be exhausted for the meeting. So, but yes, I will as of now be there. That's set in stone, and I'm definitely not trying to mess around with this schedule. And come after this upcoming weekend, I'll be back to my normal schedule. So. I'll definitely be looking forward to that. It's kind of rough when everything gets flipped around on you. You're used to one way of it being.
NHWRO. Oh, yeah, I hear you. Makes a lot of sense. It'll be good to see you there, though. Do we have any new guys that you haven't met yet? I don't think so. We've been a little stagnant there. Well, yeah, no, because you were in on Art's interview, so. You know everybody then. All right, Dean, I'll cut you loose. I'm going to make me some breakfast. Talk soon. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. After you, sir.
Copy that, Tim. Have a good rest of your day. Thanks for the morning commute conversation. Have a good one. 7-3s. This is KE8LAX. I will be clear.
Echo 2, Bravo, November Yankee.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I'm just sitting here playing with my little toy. So, haven't heard anything on the radio, on any of the radios. So I figured I'd make some noise somewhere.
Well, according to this, you're on 8Y1.
That I know. Like I said, I'm on my little toy radio.
I'm on the radio. Can I hear you?
On the radio. Oh, 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 oh. On the radio.
Okay, I feel better. I need radio now.
I'm tired.
Somebody said they needed a radio.
No, go fill your weird little work, damn it. We don't need your junky radios.
Everybody keeps on jumping around. I don't know where to go.
NAWRO, you over here in Statewide 1, Wally? NAWRO, clear.
KKKJ.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. Sorry you missed Saturday. I took your spot, though.
So something happened Friday. I had to go over to the kids, grandkids, on Friday, and then they kind of jacked me up for Saturday. And then Sunday I had plans from months ago. And stuff I was supposed to get done on Friday I couldn't get done, so in preparation for Sunday. So, and I was just, I didn't realize how whipped I was. I just like, man, if somebody else can cover, I just need the day. I need the day to get caught up and catch my breath.
Oh, I don't blame you. I'm off all this week.
Well, it worked out good. Saturday I was able to get caught up on everything and all that good stuff. Even managed to go get a little breakfast in the early morning with the guys. So I had a little R&R amongst all of it. But And the big family reunion on Sunday was turned out really well despite the weather threatening. So closed out the weekend on a good note. And now all I got to do now is sell my car. And I'm taking off an hour early today so I can go take it by a couple places, see if I can get a cash offer from a dealer. Probably won't get anything I'm willing to accept, but worth checking.
What about Carvana? Just a dumb question.
Yeah, I went to those sites, and there's one called Driveway. They were the best offer. I did Carvana. And Kelly Blue Book has a similar thing where you put in a, you know, put in a the details and they make an offer. And actually, one of them is called Driveway. They made a pretty damn good offer. I'm trying to get 23.5, and this Driveway offered 22. And I'm gonna check them out because I'd be willing to do that. No muss, no fuss, but. I've heard rumors on the internet that they always make the big cash offer, but then they nickel dime you down to something like the other vendors. So I'm going to go figure out what a couple of those other ones will offer, and then go do the Driveway thing, and we'll see. But yeah, I'm gonna try them all, see what I can do.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that car has not a lot of miles on it. I know that much.
Yeah, I'm probably asking close to what the car dealership would ask for it after they get it and clean it all up. But it's already clean. It's got super low mileage, and I can sell it with 2-year factory warranty, which they can't. So I kind of got the one up on them. And so that's why I kind of went in there at the price that they'd probably sell it for. But I got a few interested parties, but nothing I would consider. No. Couple of bites, but nothing threatening, so I don't know if maybe just dropping it a little. I got to go see what these other offers are before I drop it. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, you don't want to drop it until, you know, look at all your options first.
Well, you know, it's at 23.5 right, and if I go to this one place and they say, yeah, we'll do 22, maybe I don't even bother. Just, you know, just... They send somebody out, and they you know, cut a check, and it's gone. Don't have to monkey around. So, you know, I kind of figured I was going to have to drop down in the 22, you know, maybe drop down to 22.5 or something like that. But if they're offering me 22, it's, you know, and I can get rid of it a day or two, that will just the insurance and the next payment will make that up. Although, you know, I don't. You know, whatever payment I make, I'll get most of it back. It'll be less I got to pay off.
Oh, yeah. I hold off in my head. I agree. If that one says 22 flat and no muss, no fuss, yeah, do it. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta help them with a load of stuff in the vehicle. Easy, kid, you.
Alrighty, I just switched over to the mobile. I'm gonna be getting away from Mount Clemens pretty quick here. Might be a bit much for the SL7550. Alright, I'll be here, just puffing on my way home. W8F.
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo November Yankee, monitoring. Kilo Echo 2, Bravo November Yankee.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening.
K8PR.
K8PR, this is KF8GSD. Good afternoon.
Hello, name is Phil. Just heading home from work. Couldn't catch you on the display to see your name. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Phil. I'm Chris. I am also heading home from work here, too. Currently stuck in traffic on I-75 around 8 Mile. All the good stuff right here. Stop and go.
Okay, Chris, yeah, I'm on I-75, also a little ahead of you. I'm up near Crookston Road, or Crooks Road, actually. It's moving pretty good, at least in this area.
That's good to hear. I know it tends to jam up from on the northbound at 8 Mile-ish, then it jams up at 696, and then at 14 Mile, and then after that, it's clear traveling until I believe it's Chesapeake Road, a little past Great Lakes Mall, and then from there you can just keep going until Mackinac Bridge with no traffic, unless there's a construction, of course.
Yeah, I definitely don't go that far. I get off at Square Lake. So, how far are you going?
Today I'm going over to 14 Mile. I know I need to get gas, and I like to stop at the Sam's Club in Madison Heights. That one's the closest one to my house.
Yeah, well, I have a Costco car. I usually go there, but I just signed up for the BP Visa card. For 2 months, you get 55 cents off a gallon. So I'm taking full advantage of that. Then I'll go back to Costco after that promotion's done.
Oh, yeah. For that much off a gallon, might as well. I just hope Sam's Club's not busy. At this time of day, they're typically packed. That's my main concern.
Yeah, I paid yesterday. I filled up at the BP not far from my house. And my after the discount, it was $3.25 a gallon.
Honestly, I always spend more than $4 a gallon, especially at Sam's Club, too. Costco, Sam's Club, they're all about the same price. I guess we'll see what it is today and eat the loss, or so to say, I guess. Not bad, though, not bad. I just don't want to wait in a super long line if I'm just going to save 10 cents a gallon compared to a regular gas station. I might as well hold off at that point, too.
Yeah, well, that is the nice thing about the BPs. They're usually not that busy. And they get that discount. It's pretty sweet. I normally have my Costco. And it's usually about 20 to 30 cents cheaper than everywhere else. And then you get 5% back for using their card. So it comes out pretty competitive. But you can't beat this BP deal for at least for the short term.
Oh, yes, for sure. I didn't know Costco had that 5 cents back on gas thing. I'm really curious if Sam's Club has something similar, too. I know they for a time, they kept coming to my window every time I fueled up and asked me if I want to get a credit card. I keep declining. I don't need any more credit cards, you know. College is tough enough already. Although I am pretty decent at paying them off. on time consistently with no late payments. And I've had it for a year and a half at this point, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, the cost is, it's 5%, not 5 cents, 5% off your purchase. So if it's, let's just say if it's $4 a gallon, you know, you get, what would that be, 20 cents, right? And so or something like that, but that just applies to your annual rebate. You know, it doesn't discount it at the pump.
Oh, that's right. Costco does like a year-end reconciliation thing. I completely forgot about that. I mean, I regularly drop $100 on filling up my truck, so 5% is like $5 back every single time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Sam's Club offers the same thing, I would imagine. They try to be competitive. But that's only if you use their Visa card, which I use exclusively for just Costco purchases. Still there, Chris?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I must have gotten under a bridge. KF8, GFD.
Okay, did not copy that.
KF8, GSD. Am I back?
I guess I lost it. KPRC, anyway.
KF8, GSD.
Okay, you're in there now.
Sorry about that. I know there's some walls where I'm commuting right now, too. I should be clear of them momentarily here.
WAEAT. Okay. Somebody's got something going on with my power circuit on my car here. Quit on me for a moment. Yeah, just wondering, what system are you going through and what are you using for radio?
I know a new station tried to come in over here too, so we'll go after me. I'm experimenting with a rubber duck antenna, and I mean, it's definitely easier to maneuver inside a vehicle than a 15-inch antenna, but it has room for improvement.
Well, okay, so you're on a handle, but I didn't get what kind.
DM32UV. I'm using a full-time watts over here.
Okay. Do those things really put out 10 watts?
I have not hooked it up to a dummy load yet, so I would assume maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was trying to get a word in edgewise here for a few minutes. No, Kristen never went away. He was loud and clear the whole time. You lost your receive, Phil. I'm just saying, he was talking, and he was coming in perfect here, and you said you couldn't hear him, so I just didn't want him to think it was the problem was on his end. And yes, the DM32s do put out actually 11 watts, I believe, on some bands, and about 9 watts on other bands. So, yeah, it's pretty accurate, actually. I have a couple of those.
Okay, I must have been in a dead zone then. All right, that's good to know. All right, I'm just about home, so I'll catch you guys later. Over to you, Chris, and drive safe. This is KAPR.
Well, thank you so much for chatting, KAPR. I wish you the best, 7-3. And as for Delta, thank you so much for the feedback, too. I know I kept hearing him, too, and I was really confused, but at least I know that it's not the current setup I have right now. I know it's a rubber duck antenna, but especially for these digital modes, I think that's pretty decent for my area of operations.
Yep. Another thing to remember is to leave a little space in between. It's not analog, and you guys are, like, keying up over each other. You got to wait a few seconds before talking. And for the DM32 on UHF, you're really not going to gain anything with that super long antenna. They make some good 8-inch antennas that are slightly longer than factory. Actually, the factory one might be 8 inches, but you're really not gaining anything with a 15-inch antenna, not on UHF. I mean, you'd be surprised. I think you'd do better inside your car with a shorter antenna. I mean, extra length's mainly for VHF.
Copy that. Thank you so much for the feedback, too. That's kind of what I figured here as well, especially with the digital mode. Like, yes, on analog, it might make a little difference with a longer antenna than a shorter one. But for the digital modes, as long as it gets some type of signal, even if there is a little bit of static or hissing, the digital mode kind of takes care of everything. I am using the battery antenna that came with it. It's about 7.5 inches tall. So it's pretty close to that 8-inch line.
Well, I have over 50 HTs here, and some of the stock factory antennas work better than others. In my testing, that one that comes with the DM32, if it's the one that has like a little ball on the top to try to imitate the Motorola, that antenna isn't very good. Like the 8-inch antennas that come with other Bolfangs or other HDs seem to work better. But matter of fact, I don't even think I use that antenna. It's just sitting in a pile. I have a different antenna on mine, but it's not really the digital part that makes a difference. It's the frequency. Like I said, the longer antenna mainly makes the difference on VHF. It's the frequency, not really if it's analog or digital. But I'll let you know which antenna I'm looking at. I'm not sure which one of my 50 radios it came off of. But the one that comes with it with a little ball on top, those didn't seem to work very good. High match and just didn't seem to have much gain.
Yep, that antenna with the ball on the top that you speak of is the one that I'm using right now. So at least that puts some worry off my chest, too. The only times where I have noticed a difference with a longer antenna is if I'm on analog and it's a very far away repeater. Sometimes having just a little more of that gain helps with the reception on my end. But again, that's mostly for analog stuff. Mostly in the VHF, with mild differences in the UHF band. As for DMR, and what this handheld can and can't do with the DM32UV, I don't really notice a difference anyways.
I'm thinking that the, let me turn that down. The stock antenna that comes off the TID radio, like H3s and H8s, that's a pretty good 8-inch factory antenna. I think that's what I'm running. Actually, some of the other Bolfang radios have the shorter antennas. They have the 8-inch one. They seem to work really good as well. But where are you, what tower are you coming in off of? I'm not looking at my dashboard. Are you, you see you're heading north to Mackinac Island? Did I get that right?
Oh, no, I'm not making it to Mackinac today or anytime soon, but I was referring to the traffic in terms of I-75 to Mackinac. I'm currently hitting the Detroit repeater, which seems to be pretty good in terms of reach here, too.
WATAP, yeah. I'm up here in Shelby Township, and I noticed I can hit the Detroit and the Mount Clemens about the same. I'm a little bit closer. I think we talked about this before. I'm a few miles closer to the Mount Clemens, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. I can get into Detroit just as well.
Oh, yes. I do remember. As long as you hit it, I think that's all that matters here, too. I sometimes set up roaming on my HP, and even though sometimes I'm more closer to other repeaters, it still likes to be followed to the Detroit Tower, since that's the one that it was originally connected to.
Yep. When I'm in the Romeo area, I can hit a little bit north of Romeo, I can hit the Burnside. There's a repeater up there. Imlay City area or something like that, near Imlay City. Anyhow, I'm north of Romeo. I can hit that with an HT pretty good. Not sure if you know about that one.
No, I do not know about the Romeo repeater. I know I programmed a lot of the DMR repeaters, like, on the way north from I-70, like, commuting on I-75. But But one thing I noticed is that especially after exit 91, where things get a little more hilly, the power propagation is not that good. So sometimes you can squeeze one transmission out, get half of a transmission in, and then be dead for a couple seconds. So it kind of makes it a little more difficult, even with the auto-roaming feature on. But there's plenty of towers to go around, too, especially, I'm sure, if you're stationary, it's a lot more easier.
Yep. Actually, I'm using a mobile antenna hidden in, it's kind of on my roof. It's not really above the roof. It's outside. And I'm in a condo. We have antenna rules, but it's kind of a hidden antenna on the balcony, so it's outdoors, but it's not really above the roof, but seems to work pretty good. You get a flat match everywhere. I'm using a Comet 2x4. Seems to get a good match just about everywhere that I talk. So, anyhow, I get back to work. I'm working from home these days. So, nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you again. Have a good one, WAEAP.
Well, take care, EAP. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, all Sierra Delta. I'll be clear for the time being as well. 7-3.
CFAS, you aren't listening. CFAS, you aren't listening.